Well, I like our lineup. The difference today compared to last week is pretty big. So I like our lineup. I like the way the guys showed up. Very professional. I think no matter what decisions the Jets would have made, we would have had two good goalies. So Pav is here. He's going to bring his experience. I had a long conversation with him this morning. He's a professional, and he's going to do what he has to do.
He talked about his relationship with you going all the way back to junior. How much can you use that maybe in your back pocket to help him get through the early part here and then, you know, continue to make him a good goalie?
Well, just for Pav and for every player, actually, it's but especially Pav, because I've known him for a long, long time. I think he knows what to expect from me, and I know what to expect from him. I think he knows the way we're going to practice and the way we're going to manage things, and so there's a comfort level there for him as well, for sure.
I was just going to say, is it more coaching these guys, more forgetting X's and O's so much as trying to get these guys over the shock of being demoted and getting them back in the mindset that they're here with the Moose now and they could be big contributors?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a process in every field of life. And for those guys that are disappointed, we expected them to be disappointed. If they weren't, there would be a problem with them. But they are, and some of them are more than others, and that's okay. But at some point, you have to turn the page, and we're going to do everything that we can to help those guys get better on the ice, get better off the ice, no matter what we have to do in order to help them achieve what they want to achieve. So we're going to sit down with all of them individually, and we're going to set some goals for them, and we'll see how we can get there. So, you know, it's not not everybody goes from junior to the NHL without any bumps in the road, and playing for the Moose is not a bad thing. We're going to develop those guys. We're going to put them in good positions and to succeed, and we're going to try to grow their confidence. So if the Jets need them, and they're going to be ready.
Have you thought about, and it just happened, but how do you balance the experience of an Andre Pavlik and the desire to ensure that Comrie gets enough work to continue his development?
Well, that's a very good question, and we're going to deal with that question, and we're going to ask ourselves that question every day. We're going to make those decisions as a group. It's going to be an organizational decision on a single daily basis, and we're going to do what's best for the organization. And Comrie has to play. He has to develop, so it's going to be a matter of managing those two guys and making sure that we don't slow down Comrie's development.
How hard is this for an NHL veteran like Andre?
You know what? Knowing Andre, he's I know him. I've known him for a long time. It's not easy, but he's a real professional. For the people who really knows him, he will do what it takes. And again, this morning he was saying, "I understand what's going on. I could read between the lines, but I understand. I understand why they chose the two guys that are there, and I'm going to do my best there, and I'm going to be a good teammate. It's not easy, but the way he's responding, he's showing a lot of maturity. And he's showing that he's a real professional.
He told us he has no idea what the plans are for him here. What have you been able to tell him about that?
No. We haven't spoke about the long-term plan, I think, in everybody's case right now, because there's quite a few changes is to deal with those guys on a daily basis, and then we'll see how they react in practices, and we'll go from there.
Is he or Eric your first day starting goalie?
Who's going to be our first guy? We don't know yet. We have a pretty good idea, but it's not confirmed yet.
Can you tell us, when you look at Marco and look at Kopp, I mean, they both indicated that they'd like to show more offense with this team in your league. There's certainly an opportunity there?
Absolutely. We're there to, we want to find out more about those guys and how we can push them in many ways. We want to we will play the same systems as the Jets, so we're going to put them in different positions, and we're going to evaluate them. And especially in those two cases, we want to develop their skills so they can bring more to the table. And more in a sense that not only offensively, but more 200-foot game. So obviously, a guy like Andrew Kopp and Marco Dano, we will push them to get the puck and keep the puck and control the puck and develop their offense.
Jets got younger. You guys got older in a matter of minutes. Good news for Moose fans, obviously.
You know what I like the most right now is the mindset of our team. Even though we had some guys that were disappointed, I like the mindset. The guys in general, the team is excited. They practiced hard. So, yeah, it's we are excited, and the fans should be as well, because we're going to be, I think we're going to compete hard.
Patrice is back wearing orange, but I think Mitch mentioned denim got hurt. And is there, how is he doing? And also, where was Patan today?
Patan, it's a lower body day-to-day. I expect him to be on the ice tomorrow. Cormier, we hope he's going to be in the lineup for the first game, but we're not sure yet. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. Lemieux?
Lemieux, it's day-to-day. I'm not sure where he's going to be. I'd say if you want numbers, it's the chances that he plays for the first game is above 50%, but it's not 100% sure right now.
What kind of role can Anthony Peluso play at this level?
He can play a major role. We want him to touch the puck. We want him to touch the ice. We want him to develop his skills, obviously, like everybody else. But he has... he has a presence for sure on the ice. We want him to get on the forecheck, get to the net, but we want to make sure he stays true to himself and what he brings to this game. And there's a physical part to his game, and I'm not talking about fighting here. I'm talking about the physical part of his game and making sure we can trust him and all the players in different situations at the end of a game or defending when the score is tight. So I think in Anthony's case, he's seen the NHL. He's played in the AHL as well. We want to grow his confidence and give him a chance to go back to the NHL.